Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
I just have a had a charge on my card from you guys for $56 and some cents. Can you tell me what that is?
So I could try to pull up a charge using your zip code and your first and last name?
My zip code is 30606. First name is Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y. Last name is Richardson, R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S-O-N.
Hey, what was your zip code?
30606.
30606?
Correct. What business is this?
So we're a third-party call center, represent for more than one company.
I'm sorry, say that again?
We're a third-party call center, represent for more than one company.
Okay, can you tell me what that charge was for?
Yes, sir. Could you verify your mailing address?
Hang on, let me look at it because I just moved. You still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's 3654 Atlanta Highway, Suite M, number 7193, Athens, Georgia, 30606.
Yes, sir. It looks like this order was for a tactical bag.
A tactical bag. And when was the order placed?
It was originally placed on March 2nd.
Okay, and let's see. When was March 2nd? That was what day? Wednesday? No.
Yeah, give me one moment. Yeah, sir, okay. It was Wednesday.
And what is the company that it's from?
So it could have been ordered from like a survey. You could have done it for like Costco, Sam's, Walmart, AT&T, any place like that. It would have been from a survey.
Okay. And when should that order arrive?
So it shows this order on the 2nd. The expected, or actually it shows us it was delivered today, March 5th at 12:30 p.m. It would have come by the U.S. Postal Service and it would have gone to the parcel locker.
To the address that I just gave you?
Yes, sir. It would have been sent to the locker 7193.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your help.
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.